Maroon 5, did they suck at the Super Bowl? Or is it that you just don't like Maroon 5? There's a difference, guys. That's the topic on today's Rockin' Rant number 8 on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, guys, welcome back to another Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Rock and Rant number 8. I want to talk to you guys about this hot topic that everybody's all a Twitter about on Facebook. What? No. Anyways, I did a Facebook post today asking people, okay, did Maroon 5 really sound bad? Or is it that you just don't like Maroon 5? Because I'm a hard rocker, a rock and roller, guitar driven stuff all the way. And that's not really what Maroon 5 is all about. And a lot of my friends are the same way. And, you know, so are you just biased because you just don't like the music? And it was very interesting. I got a lot of great responses, really insightful responses from people. If you follow me on Facebook, you can go and check that out for yourself. What I want to address very quickly today is this whole like polarizing thing. Like if you don't like it, therefore it sucks. I mean, this is a problem, I think, in our society in general with a lot of things, politics, which I don't talk about, politics, I don't talk about that, but it, just with social situations, anything that's happened, dating, life in general, people are like, you know, if they don't agree with it, it sucks. If they don't like it, it sucks. If they like it, it must be great. Well, no, it's just opinion. And there's a great expression, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one and they all stink. Okay, so before you get all a Twitter about somebody's opinion, realize it's just an opinion. You have an opinion too, and we can all disagree agreeably. And it was great because if you guys go back and look at that post, everybody made really good points. And people different, and because it was an open discussion, and when nobody was hating on anybody, we got to pick out little different things about the performance that I think we're able to actually come out in a way that we could all kind of think about. And I want to hit on a couple little things in today's rant real quick. First of all, it's the Super Bowl, guys. All right. It is not like a concert DVD that you bought. Okay. The whole thing, the whole day at that stadium is designed around the teams playing and all that stuff. It's not about the halftime show. The halftime show is like 15 minutes, maybe, of stuff that happens. And it's really just a sideshow. So even if you went to a concert, right, the bands on the side stage, the second stage, right, wouldn't necessarily have their shit together as well as the stuff on the main stage. So you have to keep that in mind when you look at something like the Super Bowl. Historically, most Super Bowl performances have been very lackluster. A few here and there, but keep in mind, you have to take it for what it is. It's a sporting event, not a rock concert, okay? Bands are going to get on there. Some of the bands can deal with it really well. Other bands get, you know, a little mind blown because monitors aren't right or they're distracted. God only knows what's happening up there. It looks to me like total chaos, okay? Also, you have to separate the spectacle from the music. Some people commented that Adam sounded flat. I don't think the word flat is really it. I think he sounded tentative through, especially the beginning part of it. And again, I think he was just like, they were probably weirded out because they're thrown on this stage in the middle of sporting things, something they're not used to. They don't know what the hell's going on. You can make the argument, well, they're getting paid big bucks and they should be professional, blah, 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 blah. But we've seen bands at concerts struggle with things like this over the years. And especially something as unnerving as a freaking Super Bowl is going to blow your freaking mind. I'm not a big Maroon 5 fan. I bought Songs About Jane when it first came out, their first album, and I was kind of like, oh, this band sounds like they could be like a soulful rock band. Maybe they're going to go kind of in a Toto, Steely Dan direction, and they went to more of a pop disco kind of direction. If you want to hear a great disco rock band, Jamiroquai did that 10, 15 years before Maroon 5, and in my opinion, did it way better. That is just my opinion. Rock and Rant, number 8, Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl. Guys, thanks so much for all your comments on Facebook. I really appreciate it. My name is Lou Lombardi. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. We have a Patreon page now, so please check that out in the links here and the attachments, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Out.